Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
And today is October 15th, Tuesday, 2013. I said that all fucked up.
You did, but that's okay.
And it works.
I'm nervous.
And, well, we're on episode 518, but why are you nervous?
Because we have someone, I have someone sitting to my left. That
someone
is kind of making me nervous.
Someone in the studio.
They're taking all of our secrets.
It's funny because he's
his hair
nervous.
Is that big.
Because he's nervous to be on the show.
Yeah. I'm very nervous.
Oh,
who is that?
Who are you?
Who are you?
My name is Baron Frosty. I'm really excited to be here.
Hi, Baron.
It's like you're trying out for something.
Yeah. And Baron actually has his own podcast, mm-hmm. and it is, what is it called?
My podcast is called Nextblime, and folks can check it out at nextblime.com.
I'm interested in how you got the name.
It's actually a spin on Bud Light Lime, which is my favorite beer that mm-hmm. I drink regularly, and people call it Blime, is like a, you know,
Oh. So give me a blime.
Yeah, give me a
now,
blime.
It kind of reminds me of Blumpkin.
What does Blumpkin mean?
Oh, you don't know.
Welcome to Foul Monkey.
It's your favorite topic.
Maybe we should find a porn that has a Blumpkin in it.
Maybe, possibly.
Porn for the blime.
So did I hear you correctly in Vegas that Bud Light is actually your podcast sponsor, or is it just your sponsor because you only drink it while recording?
It's our sponsor because that's what we drink while we're recording.
But not because they're actually saying, hey,
here's
$10
million.
Right. Or here's some discount coupons.
Oh, I have a Blumpkin blowjob right here. But it's like 30 minutes long.
First of all,
we're not going to watch that. And it's blowjob one.
First
of
all,
that's just the first one.
That's a long ass poo poo.
Wait. Right. You do realize that was the most redundant thing to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the title of the.
Blumpkin and a blowjob related?
Blumpkin is a blowjob while someone's taking a shit.
Oh.
You're blowing the person who's pooping.
Yeah.
Or the person's blowing you while you're pooping.
So okay. The one who's sitting on the toilet is the receiver.
I'm not into that, but I don't judge. I can see where that could be interesting to some.
I can't even say that. I judge. That's fucking nasty.
That's my private time.
Yeah. That's real private. That's not even like, oh, you can talk to me while I'm doing this. No, you can't even do that either.
Stop interrupting my poo time.
There was a guy talking to me at work today while he's taking a poop in the stall and I'm peeing. I'm like, stop talking to me.
My favorite thing to do is if I'm ever pooping in public, which happens because, you know, when you got issues, you got issues. That when I hear someone that's actually in a stall on a cell phone, it is the one time that I am not shy.
Talking on the phone or playing?
Talking on the phone while
like,
in a stall sitting down.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm good.
When that happens, I will courtesy flush 5 times.
Like, hey, mom, I'm pinching a loaf.
Yeah, I will let it splash instead of being like all shy in public. Yeah, like, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. You should not be talking. And sometimes, like, you're on a business call. You are talking. To your boss while taking a shit.
You should make commentary on it. Be like, oh my God, this feels like a big black dildo.
That is gross.
Yeah, so I
looks like one too.
That's right.
So why are you excited to be on our show?
I'm very excited. Well, actually, I'm a little overwhelmed by your like high-tech microphones and like mixing studio
and our in-person stuff.
Yes, and your gorgeous faces. My show is a little low-tech, so this I'm feeling very like professional, like I'm like kind of like in a radio studio.
Well, you can thank our listeners, and as your show grows, then you can do what Ricky does and guilt them into if you want the quality of my show to increase, then you should buy me the microphone.
Buy me some shit, bitches.
Pretty much,
which I have not done in a while, and I will not.
No.
Because I have been validated, and I cannot break this validation for like, well.
Don't break your validation seal.
No, April is the wedding, so 6 months after that, then I can say I can't be validated.
That's right. The only way you can play the validation card is if we actually get nominated again for the podcast awards, even though we really did not try this year.
We haven't tried this year.
Oh, you're getting nominated.
Oh, I don't know.
We haven't been begging for it.
I don't want to annoy people.
People get really annoyed by it.
It's over now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So well, vote for us. It ends tomorrow, I think. October 15th, I think.
Oh, well, today's the 15th.
But you, okay. you can only nominate once anyway.
I didn't even nominate my own show.
I at least did that.
Maybe I should do it now.
I at least did that.
I only nominated Cocktails and Cream Puffs, just so everyone knows.
Why?
Oh.
That's, wow.
Get it out.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Yeah. Thanks.
Speaking of foul, Baron, didn't you want to talk about pooping and stuff?
I do. I actually,
that's like the best topic. Everyone knows
pooping
something
periods.
About
do you know what? He was so nervous. He came with a list of topics.
He has like four or five things.
I've been so obsessed with being on your show that I actually made a hit list of things I wanted to talk about.
Because we're topical.
Yes. The first
cream.
Do you want me to start at the most extreme or least extreme?
Well, I feel like since we were talking about poop and everything, we should talk about that one.
Well, I first wanted to say the episode that you guys did recently where you talked about dragging a trash can into the stall.
Oh, yes. That was me.
Which is, that was honestly, I forgot we talked about that because you
confused
me
telling
the
you,
fuck on Facebook.
I'm going to say this again. I would never have done that if the bathroom was that disgusting.
Yes.
But somebody had smeared like their shit all over the toilet seat. There's no amount of paper towels that's going to take that off.
Clorox clean wipes.
Not even that. Like I wouldn't even have touched it with a mop. I wouldn't even have done it.
But speaking of that, I know you're on your story. We were at Costco the other day, and I went to go into pee.
Uh-huh.
And I watched this old man literally walk in with a small Ziploc bag full of wet wipes. Tucked under his arm.
Was he an employee?
No.
Oh.
He was an old man who was shopping
There's
at Costco.
There's women that do that at my work.
Who brought his own little poop wipes.
He was ready to rock and roll.
He was. He is not going home with these stragglers.
I enjoy a wet wipe, but then sometimes I'm like,
We have like the one wipe Charlie's that I got as a free sample from Clout, but through, you know, Dollar Shave Club.
Right.
And I always feel gross after using
them. Like it's not clean all the way, right?
Well, no, it's because it's still kind of wet. And then when I put my underwear on, it makes me feel like that I'm not clean, even though my butt crack now smells like peppermint.
How I do it is dry.
Dry, wet,
wet
dry.
Dry.
That's kind of what I was just going to say.
That's my technique as well.
Yeah.
So and
you're not doing it right.
That's my life motto.
I'm here to say that I've been using wet wipes for like 20 years before they were hip.
So your plate's always clean.
Yes.
Now, my best friend, when he was single, he always in his trunk had a trick bag, which was an extra set of clothes, wet wipes, because, you know, you never know.
The girl needs to be clean.
Because you may be going from the bar to someone's house, there's a lot that you can clean up in the car.
Yes.
Or he goes, I like to make sure my plates are clean. So that he is not, like if, you know, it's like, not as fresh as I want. The other person.
Oh,
no. Just clean that plate. Hey, if you want me to do that, we're going to do a little maintenance.
Because
I hope it was unscented.
But
I don't think I would like that.
I wanted to tell my pooping in public story.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to our show.
Where we talk about our public pooping stories.
I actually have horrible IBS, as most people do. And it's a short story, but I think it's amusing. I actually pooped at a stranger's house once where I was driving down the street. I was having like a horrible IBS attack and I like pulled into somebody's driveway and was like, I knocked on the door and was like, I'm having a medical emergency. Can I please use your bathroom?
Oh.
And I went into a person's house and like.
You know you weren't in Chicago because they'd been like, sorry, bitch.
I dropped the deuce. I was not in Chicago.
Oh, my
God.
I would just shit on the sidewalk or something.
No. So I, too, have awful IBS. And mine used to be so bad when I was younger.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, the IBS show.
That they actually used to call it, actually, that I had spastic colon.
Uh-huh.
There have been times where I have considered stopping at a farmhouse or somewhere.
I've done it.
But then I've been in some sketchy farmhouse areas. That's when I've just gone into the cornfield.
Well, this was like a nice like suburban area. Yeah. I basically just picked a house at random and was like, listen.
That's a CSL. That's like a Criminal Minds episode.
I'm about
like,
to
for real.
I'm about to have a baby.
You could have shat.
You know what made me laugh even bigger is that if you said like a 12-year-old girl answered the door.
No, it was some middle-aged woman. She was very
polite.
Was
she like, okay?
She was like, she yes, wasn't please like, come questioning. On in. She like, was very please, polite.
Can I get your lemonade? Driver's license
you want
first?
Some lemonade?
She must have been a Christian.
You want a Blumpkin?
No, I'm telling you, I have considered.
She was not a Christian. I she would have been judging and praying for you the whole time, probably.
I have considered that scenario before, though, and I've thought about all the things that I would say when they if they were too nervous. I'm like, no, I will give you. Here is my license and my wallet. You can hold on to it. I just.
That is well, so embarrassing. I don't even think I could bring myself to do it.
My thought process was, A, I'm not going to make it home. Or B, I've actually had episodes where I've passed out from like the extreme cramping, like the like overwhelming oh. pain. So I'm
I
like.
No, it does all that. I just thought. Maybe
I'm behind the wheel. I could die. So I'm like, I just have to do it. And I did
don't
it.
They have medicine for that?
I'm actually I'm better now.
Oh, okay.
I do take medication, which really it basically just slows everything down. So instead of, you know, thank you, Foul Monkeys, instead of shitting like 5 times a day, I'm now like a more normal person.
Oh, so does that oh. wait, it means you
Waylon's like what
we should talk we should talk
your like intestines a, are too active.
It's like what medicine are you doing? Well, they're talking about this off the air.
Oh, yeah. He needs it.
No, literally, because actually I took too much Imodium growing up that my doctors actually will not allow me to ever take it because Imodium? I used to take it every day for probably 20 years.
Well, I do something similar. It's similar to Imodium, but I take a very low dose and I take it every morning with my vitamin and it just basically slows everything down. So I'm much more like a normal person.
Yeah. See, I always had, this is way too much information. I used to have on that stuff too. I started then having really bad cramping and sometimes actually went to the hospital because it was so much pain. It was so painful. But
is
now,
it because it wasn't coming out fast enough?
So you took too much?
Or,
well, it's because I was taking the normal dosage, but then it was causing the... It wasn't that it was constipating me. Like, it wasn't backing everything up, but it was... I had an over...
Active something.
Gas was a big part, is a big part of pooping. And when everything slows, when everything slows down, and you're
when it sinks, that means there's not a lot of oxygen in it.
Yeah.
My poop is not very foamy, just so your listeners know.
I had to go get a barium swallow test one time, and I had to drink that. Have you ever had? You may have had to do that because you had.
Oh, girl,
issues.
I have had upper endoscopies, lower.
We got
endoscopies.
Some in our fridge. You want some?
That shit they make you drink. Swear to God, makes your poop weigh like 5,000 pounds.
Well, also,
and when it hits the water, it's white as a ghost.
Yeah, it's all like ghost white.
And it's like, boom, boom.
Cannonball! The...
Except that so you never take that except after the fact that you just took a bunch of X-lax or things like that.
Mm.
Because what that is doing is it's supposed to go through your clean system so that it will show up on camera. That's why you're drinking.
Well, it's still disgusting. And they make you drink
like
effervescence before you take it.
I've never done the barium swallow, but yeah, I'm familiar with it.
If they tell you that you burp, you have to do the whole thing over. So you're like trying not to burp and you're like upside down, diagonal. And
no, my system would work.
It's like a torture chamber.
My system used to be so quick, though. The smell of food would make me have diarrhea. Going to a candle store, it would kick off.
A candle store?
Diarrhea.
Really?
Overscented things. Yeah, that would give me a headache. Totally would. But when I used to go when they're trying to figure out what the problem was, but ended up that I had 3 ulcers from age 10 until like 21.
I think a lot of my problems were related to the tumor that I told you about earlier. Yeah. That like freaked out all of my digestive system. And
but they didn't believe me when I was like, they're like, well, normally this might take 2 hours. So you're going to, you know, drink all this. We're going to do this x-rays, but you have to like walk around the hospital for like, you know, 25 minutes to 45. So it works down. I go, no.
5 minutes.
It will not take that long. I'm like, no, honey, we've done this before. The first picture, they're like, holy shit, you weren't kidding. It's already past your colon. I'm like, I told you. I know my body.
That's like a medical mystery.
I was the same way. Like, I could, like, eat broccoli and, like, blow it out, like, 10 minutes later.
Broccoli already does that, so I wouldn't. I'd eat something more like,
you
like more like cheese
you
that
could
would
be
stop
like a
you
new,
up. Peanut butter.
Like, weapon of mass destruction.
I really could.
No, I used to always be concerned, though. You
throw
know,
down
you, you always hear about the
weapon
people.
Of ass destruction.
That's right.
Good one.
Oh, shit. You know how you always hear about those third world countries where people are dying of dysentery.
Yeah.
Well, I've had so like, sad. But I've had like so much diarrhea in my life that I'm
Oregon
like,
Trail.
But dysentery is like people dying of diarrhea.
You're like, I could hack it.
It's like
you
I
fucking do this.
I don't think I've had a. It's like I don't think I've had a solid poop since 1978.
Since Mbop was popular.
You're like, I'm hardcore.
I'm telling you, when I got that...
No, that's softcore.
soft
when
serve.
I got that bacterial infection in my intestines.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember when I had that? Yeah. And I could not, it was like every 8 to 10 minutes I remember, like, shitting.
I remember you were like, oh my God, and I had a solid poop.
I actually had, I can't do this now, but I was in my work parking lot walking from the train and I had to get down and put my feet on my butt, like keep it from coming out because I had to poop so bad.
Now,
and I was like walking, I was like.
Now, my mother, though, she's the kind of person that sometimes has to take the opposite medicine because she'll go like 2 days with not pooping.
Girls do that.
And I'm like,
that's weird.
How the I wish. And then there's Bradley.
My friend Samantha may go every 3 or 4 days.
I can't even imagine.
If I have to go twice a day or I think something's wrong.
If I didn't go twice a day, I would be in the hospital. I'd be like, there's something in me and it needs to come out.
I am so aware of my poop schedule that like when I watch like Rick Steves Travels Europe, I pay close attention. I'm like, ooh, did that one say that they actually have a public restrooms in the center?
When I was very ill, I would always need to know where all the bathrooms were. I would need to map everything out because I couldn't get too far away from a bathroom. Because I would need, you know, you never know when it would just like, you'd get the cold sweats.
And mine like, was always, mine was a little stress related as well. That could be one of the triggers.
Yep.
So it's like, for instance, I would need to drive the car. So I didn't have any guilt of telling someone that I need to stop at that gas station, that I could just do it and say, fuck, deal with it. I'm driving, you know, I'm going to go into the McDonald's or I'm going to go to this truck stop or.
Gas bathrooms.
You know,
those are scary.
I'm telling you though.
Trash can.
Yeah,
you no. When, most of the time, they're attached to the wall. You can't do that.
When it's either that or you shit yourself, it is amazing where you will go to the bathroom.
I know you'll shit in a trash can.
No, you will. You will. You will learn to stand on the toilet like an Asian woman in the squat position.
Someone at my work broke the toilet seat in the women's bathroom, and so all you hear all of a sudden are like all these women just cackling. Because there was like 14 of them in the bathroom just laughing about it. They still don't know who it was.
See, now Bradley, though, has he's the type that amazes me because...
It looks like I drew with a crayon on the toilet.
No, literally. I say it's worse than that. It's like when he goes once a day, it like not doesn't make tracks. It will like, I swear, digs into the porcelain. And I'm like, I can't even clean this with like the brush.
Loaf of bread.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
And the thing is, I eat toast in the morning and all that. Like I always have fiber.
That's well, that's why like, it's like that.
I really think
maybe
that
you need less fiber.
I really think that it's like an individual system thing.
No, it's totally because we eat the same. We eat the same things. Oh, we eat the same size of things. We really drink the same things. Like our, I mean,
our bodies are so different.
But our bodies,
we're the same.
We're like the same, but we're not. Fuck you. So that's a lot of poop talk.
Yeah, the first 20 minutes.
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
Hey. I didn't mean to derail the show.
No, this is good because I have shit to talk about.
I actually
thought.
I have a break in stories, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Because I am so excited. I went to IKEA on Sunday.
I saw your little post.
Ooh, did you go to Arby's too?
No, where did we go?
No, but we did talk about poop on that.
We went
too.
To Red Robin.
Oh, God.
Is the Rochester, I'm not Rochester. Is the Chicago IKEA new?
No,
but it's huge.
We have two, but it's out in the suburb. It takes like an hour to get.
Oh, okay.
So it's a.
So this
it's
is the three-story one. It's in Schaumburg.
And you have to have a car. Yeah.
And anytime we go to the suburbs, we always go to a chain restaurant. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, because that's what they have.
So but, Olive Garden, Red Lobster.
Red Robin. You can eat French fries.
Which only had one serving.
Wow.
I know, right?
Self-control.
So, you guys, I've been looking for a Dutch oven.
I could have told you where to find one of those on Craigslist.
Well, could you please define Dutch oven for our listeners?
That thing right there. That what? Green thing.
For our listeners.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that was.
That's a Dutch oven. So it's basically a cast iron pan with enamel on the outside of it.
Yeah. Porcelain or enamel, depending on what it is. Yeah.
So I've been looking for one. I went to IKEA and all they had were white ones that were like the 5-quart like you have. And I'm like, oh, I don't want a white one. It's only $50 because most of them that I've been looking for, I can't find them for less than like $60, whatever.
And you won't. You shouldn't because it's a
cheap ass.
Right. So, but the blue ones that they had discontinued and I saw the tags, but there was none there. So I asked them, oh, do you have any anywhere else? They're like, no, we don't have any. The other store doesn't have one. I'm like, fuck. So we're walking through the store, you know, as you do through the maze, and I'm looking around and inside the kitchens, I see that they have models and they have one of the Dutch ovens.
The one that you want.
Well, not exactly, because it's only a 3-quart one.
Mm. But better than nothing.
Right, better than nothing. I still got the 5-quart one.
Oh, you did?
So,
yeah.
Because when you hear how much of a deal I got, it's awesome. Well, you already know. But the listeners, is going to be awesome.
Just wait for it. Just wait for
so
it.
So I went to the
suspense is killing
guy
me.
That was working in the kitchen area.
On the next episode.
So I went to the guy that was working in that area, and I said, oh, you know, this is discontinued. Could you tell me how much it is? And he looked it up. He goes, well, it still says it's $39. And he goes, but it's a model, so if you take it down to the as-is area, they'll price it, you know, what it should be, I guess, to sell it. So the original price is $39.99. I get down there. I tell them the story. They take it back. They put the sticker on it, and they bring it to me, and I almost fall out on the floor.
$5. I forget.
$6.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Oh, my God.
$6.
For a 3-quart?
3-quart.
5-quart.
No.
I got a 5-quart one.
Oh.
But if they would have had a blue one, I was looking around for the 5-quarts, too, in the kitchen. So I was like, where is it?
You know? Open all the cupboards. Right. An IKEA person's like, can I help you? And they're like, I'm trying to find something.
But $6, that's a good price.
No, and that's worth having that size.
Yeah, so I'm making macaroni and cheese in it this Thanksgiving.
Ooh, nice.
We were at Costco, and I was thinking about you because they have one of the Dutch ovens, but it's accompanied with a cast iron skillet, right?
Yes,
but it's like
it's the brand that everyone wants. It's the log.
Oh, I can't afford that.
No, because it's over $100 for a 3-quart and a cast iron skillet, but it's blue.
Yeah.
But I was like,
I need a cast iron skillet.
I like my world market 50-60.
Yeah,
6-quart.
I like went on the world market like website, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find them for less than like $60 or $70. So.
Yeah. No, but they have deals sometimes.
But I assume the IKEA one is just as good. It looks okay. So we'll see if it breaks in something.
No, the key for all of them is that it's cast iron that's then covered in enamel or porcelain. Because mm-hmm. the whole thing about it and why it's great is because the cast iron conducts heat. So you can use it on top of your stove and then you can put it in your oven to make those slow cooking type things. So it's really about how it can, you know, conduct. Now, the higher brand ones are going to be made differently. That's going to have an even heat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's perfect. And that's also what you should fry in now. Because you should really only be frying on top of your stovetop if you don't have a... I can remember. Do you have a fry daddy or something like that?
Mm-mm.
No, because sometimes, like, you know, he's going to... If the provider is going to fry something...
Oh, fry it inside of it. Does it season it?
You don't have to season it because of the porcelain. Mm-hmm. But you want to fry in, like, a heavy bottom skillet.
I want to fry bottom. Up all on that heavy bottom.
Yeah. Oh, that's heavy bottom.
But I am so excited. I cannot wait to make macaroni and cheese inside of it. And I think all this coming up weekend, I'm making a recipe that was in that Bon Appetit magazine that Tony was like really excited about. Now that I have the item, which he does not know about, he'll find out tonight when we get home.
Woo! I love it. I use it all the time. All the time.
So I'm excited.
Like tonight.
And I want to get a cast iron skillet like my grandma had that make cornbread in.
I pretty much only use mine to make cornbread.
Because she never washed that shit. She was like, wipe it out.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, there's a very special technique.
Or you can soap and water it ever so often. But
you got to season it.
You re-season it with oil, put it in your oven to dry. Yeah. You know about cast iron. You're shaking your head.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about because I was a latchkey kid.
Pop-Tarts.
I was raised on Pop-Tarts and Wonder Bread and mac and cheese and all the good stuff.
Sounds good.
We were poor, so.
Well, yeah, but you were poor, but your family had a farm or a garden, so you had made everything
from
scratch.
Yeah.
You turned out fine.
Real fine.
Oh, wow.
So what else? We got something else on the list?
My next item on the list is I'm in town on business, as you guys know, and I
love rich people.
No, I do not love rich people. I had a very embarrassing moment earlier today when I inadvertently mistook a black woman for a waitress or a food service person who was actually one of the conference attendees.
So he basically thought someone was the help.
In my defense...
Did you go like this?
Yeah. In my defense, she was wearing the exact same outfit, which was basically like an all black, like kind of pantsuit, like pants and a black, like long sleeve top that all the wait staff was wearing at the, you know, kind of luncheon that I was at. And
really, I just momentarily like stuck my foot in my mouth. I immediately realized that I'd made like a really horrible mistake, and I covered up for it really well. So it wasn't too uncomfortable, but in my mind, I was like, I am the most horrible person.
How do you cover that up? Like, what did you say that made that better? Because I don't know a black woman who gets...
What did you just say to me?
Yeah. Well, what was it? What I was looking for... I was looking for a glass of water, and I had filled a glass with ice, and there was like a table with all these drink dispensers on it, like iced tea, like all these different drinks, and I was just looking for plain water. So I turned to this woman and I was like, "Do you know where the water is?" And she was not a servant. And
a servant. An employee.
He didn't want to say slave.
So I immediately in my mind, I realized that she was one of the conference attendees, and my mind was immediately like, you know, I like grabbed her arm and I was like, it's so hard to find things around here. And I immediately smoothed it out. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I knew that I had like,
and you knew she was like,
no, that seems pretty. That's pretty smart.
That's pretty good.
That's better than you doing like, or snapping your fingers or something.
I did not snap or say, girl, can you find me some water?
I'm empty.
Ma'am, we need some more water.
But I felt really horrible.
She's like, I'm the president of this fucking company.
How dare you?
So you came here from downtown. You took a taxi.
I did.
And how long did it take you to get here?
It took about an hour. You were correct. The traffic was horrible.
Okay. Yeah.
It was seriously like 10 miles an hour.
Did you go to Lakeshore?
Lakeshore Drive, yeah. Bumper to bumper.
It's beautiful when it's nice outside.
I was surprised. I've never been kind of like along that route, and I was very shocked to see like all the sandy beaches, and I imagine in the summer it's really beautiful down
there.
Oh,
yeah, especially when it's, you know, when clear outside because the water is actually oddly, it's very blue.
Uh-huh. It's because it's full of Ebola.
Do a lot of people swim down there?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes. And you have a lot,
a lot of people die too.
Well, not from sharks. It's fresh water.
You at least
no, because they're drunk. Yeah.
I mean, you at least have, well, like, at least two bacterial diseases, yes, a year.
Flesh-eating diseases.
Yes.
I've never been in the water above my whatever knees.
Our drinking water comes from it.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit more comfortable with that, though. And but that, not going
see, I'd rather it be inside me than on me.
I grew up swimming in lakes and rivers, and this is large enough that it's affected by the moon and the tide. It has tides. That this is much different than the little lakes that I grew up in where...
Were they full of dead people from like the 1830s that died in a fire that they just scraped into the lake?
First of all, that's the river. And that's people.
And they did it in the ocean, the lake too.
Well, first of all, those people are now fish food.
Yeah, and they're all
but
up in
the lake. But they reversed the river for a reason so it wouldn't pollute the lake.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they did that.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the park is on like cemeteries and stuff.
Oh. They
redug them up. I read that in the Devil in the White City.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, Waylon found this really great haunted house type thing that I really, really want to go to, but it's based on H.H. Holmes, the guy who was serial killer.
It's based on the murder house.
Yeah, the castle.
I wish that was still up.
So do I.
I would have loved
motherfuckers burned that shit down.
Real quick. It wasn't even like a day after he was caught.
Yeah. Do you know about this?
I don't.
So during the Chicago World's Fair in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. I think it was, wasn't it 1890?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There was two here and they were just right almost back to back. But the 1890 ones,
the year the Ferris wheel was invented.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's really this guy that his name is H.H. Holmes and he built this huge, they called it the castle. And you need to knock the shit off. I'm talking.
You need a hold, please, Paddle.
I'm trying to mute.
It didn't look like a castle, though. It looked like house. Like
no, hotel. It was just a big... They called it the castle because it was so intricate. And what he would do is he'd hire people for like a day or two to start building stuff. And then he'd get pissed at them, quote unquote, and fire them. But there was no one person who was there from start to finish or long enough to even get what was being built. Because he had complete control all over all the blueprints and everything. And so he created these chutes where bodies could go down. And he created these rooms where there was no ventilation. So he would gas people in the room. And he would...
It was a kiln.
These were the workers or random?
No, just random women.
Women.
That were here because to see the World Fair.
He turned it into like a hotel of sorts. And so people who were visiting into town, they would go there. And the women felt safe because it was a business.
And apparently it's really cute.
Well, no, so he what he did is he did it to make money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he would find, sometime, usually he was finding people.
And a serial kill.
Well, no, but he was also finding people that maybe they had little family and inheritances, and he'd kill like two sisters and would get the money somehow.
Oh, okay.
Or he would kill one and
he'd marry the other one.
And marry one, but then kill him after, and then he would get the inheritance.
So it was a scheme.
Yeah, so people would disappear, and then it never got back to him until...
But later. They really don't know the exact number that he killed. But I mean, I think the book is like 500 or 600. But there were not in the book. They only tell
in the,
about,
in the book. Oh,
they only tell about 5 or 6 of them.
Yes,
but it there were hundreds of people missing. Hundreds. So they think that they all died.
Then they couldn't figure out how many body parts there were. They matched them up because they started going in there and they couldn't figure out how to get through the whole building. And then somebody burned it down.
There were some with hallways that had doors, but they did not open to confuse the people to slow them down.
So there's a new haunted house that's like based on this.
Yeah.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I would love to go check that out. Cause the one we went to last year was Statesville Prison, which is out in the suburbs, near Statesville Prison.
Is that where, Prison Break was filmed? No. Or was that in Joliet?
I don't know.
There's a prison in one of those that's empty. That's not.
This isn't actually not. This is actually a farmhouse. At the prison.
Like it's
this
a farm.
Is at
a it's farm. A barn. Oh. They call it Statesville Prison because it's nearby, and the whole theme of it is that they released all the Statesville prisoners here, and they're all crazy.
We still need to go out to that one because it's like 2 or 3 haunted houses for the price of one, and it actually is pretty good.
It's awesome.
I don't do haunted houses.
Oh my god, you would love it.
I don't
like
people touching me.
They don't touch you.
Speaking of pussies, The Mouth of South came up for a movie last night and was surprisingly not as jumpy. First of all, he's also learned and had his back against the wall.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have his back against the wall.
One of us couldn't sneak up behind him and scream and make him go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So what else you got to talk about, Baron?
The next thing on my list. Well, first I wanted to take a little segue and mention that I'm wearing Daniel Brewer's headphones.
You are?
Oh.
Because we still have not mailed them.
Which
has he gotten back to you to give you the address?
Sorry about it, Brewer.
Maybe he doesn't listen.
I find it mildly sexually exciting, actually.
He actually just rubbed it.
He's smelling it right now.
So that's just a little segue. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was my conference boyfriend, Bob.
Is he cute? Ooh,
Bob. Yes, Bob.
Bob.
You got a picture?
No, I don't have a picture, but he's a bit of a Bob Saget type looking person. Ooh. But he's a bit of a gym bunny. He's a little bit older than me, and he has a bit of a crush on me, but I was telling these guys earlier, he's one of these people in my industry who has the power to invite me and comp me at all these like different events all over the country. So, you know, I'm very flirtatious. I like to hang out with him. He's really fun, but there's kind of like this like boundary where he like tries to like hug me and like hang on me where I'm like kind of like,
don't touch me.
Yeah, don't touch me.
If you want to move up the ladder, you know what you have to do, girl.
Yeah.
I know. So I'm like at this point where I'm like, he has invited me to a new conference in the spring. And I'm like, do I really want to go? Is this like the moment when we're going to have to consummate our relationship? So I'm like, I'm really nervous and upset about it. It's in Georgia.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go.
Is it worth the blowjob?
I really don't. You know, I'm actually, I'm very shy and conservative. I know.
What
you
if
guys
you said it's in Hawaii, Honolulu?
Hawaii, I might be on.
You'd
my
be like,
knees.
I'm bending over.
and I'm sure if it was Hawaii, your husband would approve. Like,
yeah, and he might join me.
Right,
he might join me. You know, because most of these conferences, they don't care if you bring your spouse, so he could just take some vacation days and come along with me. So,
yeah,
nice,
awesome.
What? I was going to say something.
Did you do anything special this weekend?
It left me.
I've reached the end of my list, so it's now...
Oh, so now we're done.
It's now up to us.
It's time for you guys to entertain me.
Well, I was going to save this for the last part of the show.
No, but let's do anything this weekend special?
I was supposed to... Oh, let me tell you about this story. So you know I was supposed to hang out with my friend Rob that lives in the suburbs?
Yes, the straight gay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever is his deal.
Yeah.
Like, are we so, which suburb are we talking about? Can you name it?
Schaumburg.
No, Bensonville.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
No one ever knows who that is. I don't know what that is.
It sounds like West Side.
I don't even know.
It's Northwest suburbs, okay. I think. No. You can get there by a train. I don't know. So, excuse me. All right, so Saturday, we're supposed to hang out. We're supposed to go see a movie. go to dinner, you know, chill, whatever. And we were going to do that in the suburbs. I was going to drive out there. Well, I text messaged him like 11 in the morning that night day. And I was like, oh, you know, can I, I'd never driven out there, so I don't know his address. I always took the train. So he goes, oh, well, I'm in the city. I saw a concert last night. I'm just hanging out in the city. You know, we can, do you want to hang out after six? And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So around 5:30, 6 o'clock, he's like, so what are we going to do? And I was like, well, we have this movie. You know, we can go see them. He goes, no, they all seem kind of like they suck or whatever. I was like, well, let's go to dinner and then we'll hang out and watch Netflix. And then he never answered me. And I was like, hello. He goes, oh, hold on for a second. I'm collaborating. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You're collaborating. He goes, oh, I'm talking to a person that I'm seeing. I'm going to bring them too. And I was like, Blumpkin. No, you're not bringing anybody over to my house. Because first, it was only clean enough for him. And I have two dogs.
Oh, see, I figured and you were going out the suburbs to see him.
I was supposed to, but then it changed that day when he told me he was in the city.
Was this a hookup hangout or just a hangout? No,
just, he's just a friend of mine.
Okay.
No.
But yeah, this was like way before. Like, I don't know. It was crazy.
What would you say?
He's like, I'm straight. Would you call this? I don't like to be labeled. It's stupid shit. That's why, like, we don't really hang out that much because, you know, whatever.
He wants you to teach him how to be gay. That's my interpretation.
Pretty much. No, but now I guess he's seeing this guy.
He wants you to put a wig on.
And I was like, that's going to be awkward. I said, first, you're still on a date. You know, if you're hanging out with him and then you're going to add me to the mix, that's awkward. I don't really want to do that. He was like, oh, what's wrong with me? You want to have fun and hang out with him and you at the same time. And I'm like,
well, sometimes in those situations, I think that people like to bring people they know into the dating mix so that they feel more comfortable and can be themselves. Whereas if they're just in a one-on-one situation, they feel very uncomfortable. So maybe he wanted you to be there to be kind of like the icebreaker or the person that would make him feel more comfortable with the new person.
No. He was at a straight bar, first of all. He had a freak out at the first time he went to a gay bar. We took him to Big Chicks. And it was also the same night there was a huge fight over the fan. Like
these two faggots got
in a fight. Sorry, I used the F word, but whatever.
I don't like that.
Sorry.
How dare you?
There were two gays that like fought
get
over
off the show.
The fan. Homos. And then George kind of got caught up in it too. George was like, I'm just standing here. But he was like, that's it. I'm never going to a gay bar again. It was a Saturday. It was like 12:30.
This is the purportedly straight guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, do you guys think that's kind of weird that he was, because gay without bar- telling me, he was going to invite someone over to my house, not tell me? I mean, that's weird. That's something that would,
what's
like...
What's up with your house?
Josh would do.
I wouldn't say it's weird. It's what you would maybe more call uncouth or like it's socially awkward. It's not odd.
Rude.
Hashtag.
Yeah. I think it's odd, but I probably just would have rolled with it. I think I would have rolled with it.
Well, I don't know though. I think
specifically with this person, I don't think I would have.
I don't know. I would have hung out with him to begin with because you only hang out with him when your husband's out of town.
No, I hang out with him when Tony's here too, but I usually go to the suburbs.
You're not in the same city.
No.
Quote unquote.
Whatever. That is not happening.
Anyway, no, I don't think it's... I think it's rude to invite someone over to someone else's house without asking. I don't think it's odd.
Would you use the term rude? I don't think I would use the term rude.
I think it would be rude if he actually showed up with someone and it never came up and I wasn't expecting it. Because I would be a little put out. I would roll with it, like you said. But I would be put out because I wasn't prepared with the house. Like, we have a Ricky clean for our house. And then we have, you know...
It's the same for you, too.
Byron clean.
Yeah, fuck you. Actually, our house is not that dirty.
My drag shit's just over in the corner right now.
I said it's a little cluttered for Baron, but...
I don't know if you guys...
Their house is never bad.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but my husband is extremely furry. So my levels of clean are... And I hope he's not... He's going to be listening to this episode because he loves you guys. But my...
Do you have a picture?
You met him. Vegas.
I did?
Vegas. He's bald, blue eyes, very, very quiet. He probably didn't talk to you at all.
He loves us so much.
Has a crush on me.
He doesn't.
Well, let me see a picture. I probably did talk to him.
I don't think I have a picture of him on my phone, but I'll email you guys a picture.
Interesting.
But anyway.
You don't have a picture of him while you're on a conference.
My layers of clean are whether or not whether or not I vacuum up his pubic hair everywhere.
No. There's truth. There's truth to that. Because Bradley has some thinning hair, and we're two guys, what? And I'm furry as hell.
Yeah.
And there comes a point on the bathroom floor.
Where it's carpeted.
Where you're like, where the fuck is this cover? And because we've had female guests with us for like, I swear, the last two months.
So you've
months,
had like one, period stuff all over your
there comes
seats.
A point where you're like, no. You know that when someone else is coming over, like, oh shit, we at least have to Swiffer that fucking floor in the bathroom.
I gotta vacuum this shit. And it yes. depends on the guest. If it's just like some other guy friends, I'm like, oh, they've seen pubes before. They don't care. But if it's like somebody who like I don't know very well or something, I'm like, I have to vacuum the bathroom and like get all the hair off.
We at least try when you come over for recording, we at least try...
That toilet needs to be pristine.
To clean up the poop splash on the bottom in case you lift it to pee.
I do lift to pee, but I never really pay attention.
Yeah, we always try to at least clean that so that you're not like...
I stopped going into your bathroom since you stopped getting me poop flowers.
It's been a while since... We haven't had poop flowers.
Oh my god,
in a
I forgot
while.
About those.
I, you know, working from home, whatever.
What's a poop flower?
Well, working from home and whatever, I would...
They're beautiful flowers that they buy just for me, in the bathroom.
I was in a habit for a while that every week I was buying flowers for my house, for me, or Bradley would bring them home, and we'd put...
Because you're so pretty.
Yes. So we'd put at least an arrangement on the dining room table here. But then, generally, is we'd have five little tiny, like, little vases on the window ledge... That would always have like a couple blossoms in it or whatever. And Ricky just always thought, because it was usually right around like a Monday or Tuesday they were purchased. And so we recorded
Wednesday.
They
looked fresh.
They were very fresh, not wilted. And he just thought that we were decorating our bathrooms, that when he would poop in our bathroom, that he'd have flowers. And until the first day where we like changed recording or didn't buy some at the grocery or whatever, he was not pleased. That those flowers were not fresh or they were missing.
Ricky is deserving of flowers.
I'm almost pretty sure that ever since you bitched about that, we haven't had them.
They're trying to school you.
They're trying to tell me stop coming to our house.
I almost bought them tonight, but I was like, you know what? Just because we have a guest coming over does not mean that I need to buy flowers.
I should not validate Ricky and get flowers.
You've had enough validation lately. Shall we go through the list?
No. Yes, let's go. Remind me.
Well, anyway, our weekend, I actually performed for the first time in drag.
How did that go?
It went well. They paid for my.
It was great.
It paid for my lunch on Monday.
Nice.
Oh.
I did one song and made about $10.
Can we ask how much it was and delete it out later? I'm curious.
No, I made $10.
$10.
Oh, that's not enough to buy lunch. It's a very small lunch.
Well, it was a $7 sandwich.
Oh, okay.
No.
You could have got a $5 sandwich at Subway.
But I also did one song.
Okay.
I mean, it was one.
Brett, how much do you rack up? Can you talk about how much you rack up if you do four songs in one night?
I've gotten as much as almost $80.
That's sweet money.
I thought you'd get more. They usually throw more at you.
No. That's actually probably...
It's because they throw quarters.
Oh.
But what? Kidding. But that's still more...
From Guam.
You do realize, Guam, though, so that that's down. Still four times...
That's still good.
Four times the amount of what other people get there.
Right.
Because people that call don't know how to tip.
And that's $20 for a three-minute song?
Yeah.
I call that good money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I think that's
Brad
great
works
money.
It. He gets his money.
But also, though, I performed at a pre-show.
But also $40 of that is Waylon's.
No.
I'd say maybe six.
No. I will have you
he
know.
He starts it out.
Yeah, he gets them going.
It's just the seed money.
No. I have you know that I only take out every drag show $20 in ones, and I spread it out through all the queens. And I am usually the first one to start it because someone has to break the tip seal at a certain point. So if no one does it, I find what I think is the best break in their performance to get them to come over, you know, because there's a skill to that.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so then I break the money seal. And then, well, sometimes if he actually does, it surprises me, then he might get an extra dollar. But I figure that half the dresses he wears are things that I bought. That I don't need to tip.
Here we go.
Because he's wearing daddy. He is wearing what daddy bought home.
Oh my god. We really have to tell Mark, you'll probably be listening to this, listener friend Mark.
Fifth now, since we rarely ever see him.
He's come to a movie.
He came to a couple of movies already.
He's coming to our movie on Friday.
Gosh.
Me too.
I can't wait.
Jeez. We'll talk about that in a second.
But, Waylon, I just wanted to say that you looked very beautiful in your pictures on Facebook.
Right?
Well, thank you.
Your eyes were like shimmering.
And you kind of forget that the beard's there.
I liked the beard. I thought it was cute.
It was so cute. Let's go.
Everyone loves Bill.
So this goes out to you, Mark. I know that because Waylon's doing his bearded drag on the same day as what's it called?
A Doctor Who 50th anniversary.
Bring around.
I didn't know you guys drank beer.
We don't.
So Doctor Who's 50th anniversary is the same night as his bearded drag. And so Mark has to make a decision. And I should tell Mark that after Doctor Who is over, he needs to come because I have a special dress that I'll probably be wearing that night.
Is there enough for him?
For you.
What's the Doctor Who 50th anniversary?
Do you watch Doctor Who at all?
I'm aware of it, but I don't
watch Doctor
it.
Who has been Doctor Who has been on TV. The first episode was over 50 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So
this is like a BBC thing?
Yeah, so the 50th anniversary happens to be in like November 23rd. It's a big 50th anniversary episode.
So all the geeks had big boners.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big...
They're pre-coming right now.
Oh, yeah. They're good. It's a big fucking deal. And
I'm sure my partner, Dr. P, is well aware of this and stroking his boner, but I could
kill and us. And this episode also... is a regeneration of the Doctor. So Matt Smith, who now currently plays the Doctor, will no longer be, and it'll be introduced to the new Doctor.
They know who it is now.
Yeah,
right?
we know.
But it's yeah. So Mark, you have
Doctor
to come
who's
after.
My favorite.
No, shut up, Melody Pond.
You need some salt in it, I bet.
What was I going to say? Oh no, but for real, Mark, you have to come in after the.
No, it's Melody after... Streams.
Melody Streams. That's what it was. You have to come in after the 50th anniversary because I have a dress that you guys would love. It's going to be awesome. I'll show you, Ricky.
Is that even live for them?
No.
Well, no, they're going to watch it that night. They had a scheduled night to...
Oh, other people are coming?
Yeah, they had like a party.
Oh.
We were going to go.
So what happens, though, is they'll download it right after it airs in England and it'll be there for everyone to watch. We've done that. We've done it before. We've done a Doctor Who
party. They'll like BitTorrent it or something.
Invited.
Yeah.
Not invited.
It's because you've only been invited once and you annoyed the fuck out of everyone because it took two times for you to watch one episode and you asked the same question.
Is. It's like ridiculous.
I thought it was your favorite.
Well, it is my favorite one that I've seen.
It's because you've watched it twice and Bradley had to do like a graph chart and a diagram to get him to.
Mark is like screaming right now.
Mark is screaming right now.
You fucking idiot. You don't like Doctor Who and you don't like my fucking pie.
But that's why.
Why are you bringing that pie up?
But that's why you didn't get invited to the one party where we made fish sticks and custard.
Oh, and the TARDIS blue punch.
Yes, we had our electric or our electric screwdrivers.
Our sonic screwdrivers
and the.
Mark just like bitch slapped you.
I know. And then the TARDIS. I don't know, the blue TARDIS punch.
Punch.
I don't know.
That's
we're stupid.
Said.
Yeah,
that's what yeah.
I
just said.
I'm not a joiner. I really can't get into stuff like that.
I think you had to watch it from like the beginning or like when you were like 12 or
even
something.
Even if I did and I watch an episode, I can enjoy it, but it doesn't really occupy my mind 2 minutes after it's over. I'm like, whereas it, like you talk about, people will get obsessed and like
The Walking
totally
Dead.
Totally focus on it. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm not really like,
he's not a TV guy.
I'm not a TV guy.
No.
I don't watch a lot of TV, but I watch like series on Netflix.
I enjoy TV when I watch it, but I don't kind of like get focused on something and like let it take over my life. I'm just not.
What about Breaking Bad?
Yeah, we have
a good one.
Yeah, we have a
that
list.
Took over my life.
We I have a list of TV
I didn't
shows.
Know what Breaking Bad was when all this stuff like exploded on Facebook and I felt really inadequate. So Waylon, what do you think of the Bud Light Lime, my official sponsor?
Well, it doesn't. All I taste is like fake lime. Like it doesn't taste like anything. It's actually not awful.
It's
I might like
awful.
It better in a glass, but
it is in a glass of
no,
sorts.
In a...
I think you should put a little bit of salt in it. It might make it better for you.
I
don't mind it actually. No.
You'll be proud. I actually my bottle opener on my keychain is a sponsored Bud Light Lime bottle
nice.
Opener that I got for free. At,
I was gonna say that's twist off.
These are twist off, unfortunately.
I know. That's why I didn't really get why they were doing the bottle.
They're for the differently abled drinkers.
So I nice. So I just poured the bottle in my wine glass, which reminds me of when we were at the call and one of the lesbians, Shamika, She got a Pabst.
With the big old tits.
Yeah, she got a Pabst. You missed it this weekend.
She was amazing.
I saw she was like a monster or something.
Yeah, but her first song, because she sang live two songs, and she was fucking amazing.
Where she was actually singing?
Oh, she sings live?
Yeah, she. It was the first time.
This
doing
is a
there.
Real girl.
Oh, it was the
not
first
a drag queen.
No, but the next drag show, I'm singing live too.
Wow.
It's a bearded drag show. But no, she had a corset on, and I was on Nipple Watch 2012 because of how big
that's
her,
a real girl.
Her bitties were.
Oh, for real.
No, but one night, Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR was on sale for like $2. She was so drunk, she got it served to her in a champagne glass.
Is her boob out?
That's no. a rack.
It really looks like her boob's out.
And I ran. No,
that's, yeah. Yeah, so she got her Pabst Blue Ribbon and served to her in a champagne flute.
Pabst can give you like serious blowouts, speaking of IBS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
Hipsters are really only drinking here.
That's why they're also skinny.
There you go.
Well, they pretend to be poor, but they're usually super rich.
Yeah, they are.
They have trust funds.
Yeah, because they
like
pay $600 for
a
pair of jeans.
We have that thing where I live, and I think it's so odd that there's like this contingent of like super rich, kind of like what I call privileged poor people who are like, you know, the hipsters in skinny jeans that are in their 20s and they live in the worst neighborhood. So it's just like really, really odd.
Yeah, it used to be hipster or homeless, but now it's basically like if you have any kind of money and you want to look like you're cool, you move to the ghetto.
Yeah.
And you pay $200 for a pair of jeans that are already ripped up.
Yeah.
And maybe get your t-shirt from a Goodwill.
And you eat out of a trash can.
And your clothes look really dirty.
Yeah.
But they were already looking like that when you bought them.
Yeah. I don't get it. I'm not into that.
No.
No. I like to look laundered.
Our friend Lauren loves hipster boys, and she loves bicycle hipster boys.
That's because she likes boys in skinny jeans.
And tall. She likes them really tall.
See, what pisses me off, though, is that hipsters are now wearing the stuff that I used to wear in high school, and I used to call it grandpa chic, and I was like the outcast. And now it's like, it's cool, but it's not because you don't want to be called a hipster. However, big boys can't wear skinny jeans.
No.
They can. They just shouldn't.
It brings on the pear look, the upside down pear.
Not only that, mm-hmm. but my thighs, I have pretty muscular legs, but it goes like this to nothingness to then my calves. So there's always like this bunch of fabric where my knee should be.
So it's like this. It's like those pictures of like a vase, but it's on the outside, so it's like this.
Well, my problem is since the biggest part around of me is my torso, that when I wear like skinny jeans or like hipster style clothing, like they makes like kind of like fall bigger. Off of me.
Oh, so they're like boot cut.
Yeah, they I can't like keep them up. I need to like, you know, I'm like hiking suspenders. Them up because
well,
they're
well,
too low.
You have to have suspenders in your skinny jeans.
Rainbow suspenders. That is a new look. I think you should show up next year at Pride 48.
I'm going to do. Well, hopefully it'll be a new style by then.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah. So you don't watch TV, but are you a movie guy?
I love movies. We talked a little bit about horror movies. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that I'm kind of a sci-fi geek, but not like I'm not like a person who like attends conventions or anything like that. I read a lot of sci-fi. I love sci-fi movies. I think even when sci-fi movies are bad, they're good movies because I just enjoy sci-fi, so, you know, there'll be a horrible movie, but I'll like the sci-fi factor of the movie.
Which makes me, you would like Doctor Who.
I probably would if I would get into it, but the fact that it's TV and you have to, like, commit, like, a certain portion of your life to, like, focus
and
on this.
And they have jokes
like,
that people don't get.
Yeah, I'm not, well, I don't know.
There's also
corn cob.
That's a really good one.
Funny.
There's also books. No, but so our
fan fiction.
Yeah, probably. So our horror fest is in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we watched ABCs of Death, which was.
Was it good?
Some of them were interesting.
How did the people die of Q? That was my question.
What was Q? Quack.
Quack.
It was the weirdest.
A duck?
Well, no.
It was a
duck in the desert. In a cage with these two people trying to make a movie and their guns didn't work and they ended up shooting each other.
Yeah, it was weird. I think the craziest one for
How did they shoot each other if their guns didn't work?
Because then they worked when they were like trying to
figure it out. They like misfired on each other. The craziest one for me was L, Libido.
Well, that was just weird.
Well, I guess that wasn't the craziest one. That was just weird.
One of them was awful. And at first you're like, oh, this isn't a horror. This is depressing because it was like this.
Anne Frank.
No, it was like this woman in, like, let's say, like, Jamaica with a family, and the only way that she can pay her bills is to be a prostitute.
Chick flick, ew.
And her girl, one of her girls really wants this bicycle, so she starts counting her cash, which she keeps in, like, a little cookie box, and she's like, oh, you know, shit, I gotta go do some more tricks. Well, then when she leaves, a boyfriend steals the money, she comes back. Well, there's this creepy guy that's been trying to get all the prostitutes to do...
Wasn't that the plot of Dancer in the Dark?
Pretty much. Trying to get all these prostitutes. And they're all saying, no, 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 but he gave her card. Well, she finally goes and does it. He fucking films her petting a baby kitten with a high heel with her foot.
Wait for it.
And then kills the cat by stepping on its head with the heel.
In the movie, live?
Yeah, but you don't see that. You just see her stomping. First, you watch her petting the cat with the heel, and then it goes to her leg, and you see her stomping on it.
You see the, like, the heel pressing down on the cat's body.
And then after that, you... Josh Lampinen.
So she's batshit crazy.
About had a heart attack. And then the next scene is her happy at a swing set watching her daughter on the bike.
Because killing kittens makes people happy.
No, because she got paid.
I like how they don't show them killing a cat, but in the movie Human Centipede 2, they show a woman stomping a baby's brains out with a gas pedal.
That was my favorite part. That was my favorite part.
Have you ever seen this?
Human
Centipede,
have you ever seen any of them?
You have to watch both of them.
You do know what they're about, though, right?
It's about when they stitch people together so that when people poop, it goes into another person's mouth.
Basically. Yes. Well,
like an IBS horror film.
I would hope you were the last person if we were all in the same one. Yeah. And then Waylon second to last.
You would be continuously full if you were attached to my anus.
Ugh. But no, that scene when we all watch at the theater,
I eat a lot of fiber.
To set it up, basically, there's a pregnant woman who got captured by this guy who's trying to recreate the film. And she escapes, and she was tortured for this whole entire film, and she escapes,
and she finally gets into the car. Stop. She was kind of tortured, but then he thought she died. So she died, so then she got replaced, but she was thrown over in the corner with all the other dead people that didn't quite make it. And then all of a sudden, she, like, wakes up, but it was because she went into labor pain. So she really wasn't dead. She was kind of, like, in...
Comatose.
But then when she went into labor, woke her up. And then she woke up, escaped, locked herself in a car.
Yep. She shot the baby out onto the floor. And then she had the car started. She shot the baby onto the floor. And you see, like, the baby squirm underneath the pedals.
And all of a sudden, she
stomps on the gas to go backwards. Smashes the baby's head in.
And we all die. You guys, and there's no words in this movie. No one speaks.
You guys really aren't selling this movie to me. I'm not feeling like I need to see this.
No,
it made me feel really uncomfortable.
It was bad. I almost threw up.
It's an awful movie. I'll never own them. I love horror films. One, own them because I really don't enjoy torture porn. And this one is just a waffle. I won't own it. I will see the third last one just because...
You have to now.
You have to.
You're committed.
But my favorite thing was that when the second one came out, the director said... The second movie will make the first movie look like My Little Pony, the musical.
Yeah.
And the first one was so fucking awful, you're like, well, what the fuck can he do and actually get away with it? And the reason it was black and white was because
it was just like the Kill Bill scene.
It was too disgusting for U.S.
Like Kill Bill.
So yeah, they made it. They said you have to do it in black and white because for some reason it...
It becomes art when it's black and white and it's... It's a different rating system.
It's beautiful.
All that blood splatter is beautiful in black and white.
So, Bradley, was that you telling us that we've talked too much for today?
Ricky, what?
Well, I was just trying to do that maybe to segue for us to end.
We could have ended it differently, but that's cool. But yes, it's almost at our hour mark.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Does it feel like an hour?
Yes, it feels like it's been very fun.
Well, what do you like most about me?
Baron, thank you very much for joining us.
I do have a validation moment that I wanted to say that your eyes are much more beautiful than I expected.
Oh, thank you.
You know why? Because he actually is looking at you now because you weren't around during Pride 48.
Yeah,
yes.
I was around a lot more than I was the past 2 years, though.
I think other than a high, I really don't think we had a conversation at Pride 48.
That's because you weren't blowing him.
No one was blowing me. Well, that would be my roommate. Christian would have
tried, but he was busy with other people.
He was real busy.
Was he really dish?
We can't dish.
turn off the recording.
Yeah. But yes, thank you for coming.
Yes, this thank you.
Fun. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Next time you're here, let us know.
I did. It was charming. Thank you so much.
Don't have you over.
You're so fucking
yeah. The next time, you're in Chicago on a business trip or with your husband visiting family, let us know. Maybe we
You have family here?
Yes, my husband is from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
South Side.
What, like what part?
Madison.
They're white people South Side when they used to be farms.
They live in a town that was subsumed by like suburban Chicago as it expanded southward. So they're kind of like, they're the people who were like in this town in the 1800s, but now they're completely surrounded by black folks. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. That's where the World's Fair was down there.
In Englewood. Not that far.
No.
You're further south than Englewood?
Well, yeah, they're like a suburb south.
Like they're not like if you start going east.
Like they're not on this map.
If you start going east, you wouldn't even hit the lake.
Wow. No, you would be in Indiana.
Yeah, they're not on this.
They're like in. They're like you know. They're way down in like country.
Yeah.
That's sad. If you're not on that map, which some parts of that map is sad. Yeah.
Anyway,
on another sad note,
they have a subway stop there. It's not called subway down there. It's above ground, but
metro stop. A metro stop.
Near there.
Yeah, it's the commuter train, not the L.
Yeah, because when we go to visit, we'll jump on the train and go like downtown.
Get me the fuck out.
All right, so we're done.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I had fun, listeners.
Yay.
Oh, we didn't do porn for the behind.
Oh, we didn't.
Oh, sorry. We could do a diarrhea monologue.
Yeah.
What we do that is next is a short one.
That means you're going to record without me, so you better say nice things.
What's a diarrhea monologue? Am I supposed to do it right now?
No, we'll do it after.
Are doing it right now. No,
we want
you're fluent in diarrhea.
We won't explain it now. We'll just end this episode and then we'll explain it to you.
Okay, great.
So thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.